All right, back here on the Grant Napier Show, Jason Ross in for Grant here on 1140 The Fan. Welcome back into the show. We're going to now talk a little bit more about the Oakland Raiders. And joining us now, Philip Wheeler, linebacker for the Raiders, joining us here on the program, one of the heroes of Sunday's win for the Raiders. Philip, I'm Jason Ross. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How much better is everybody feeling over there in Raider Nation after that much-needed win this last Sunday?
We're feeling a little bit better, man. Starting the season off with two losses and to get a big win against the Steelers, we feel a lot better.
Yeah, kind of take us through the way this season has gone. We know that Monday night home opener, a little bit bizarre circumstances. You guys have a short week. You travel to Miami. Didn't really play very well, but to come back and play like you did at home, that really showed a lot of character about you guys. How did you guys kind of fight through those first two disappointing games?
I mean, as a defense, we played pretty well against the Chargers. We played all right, and a few things in that game kept us from winning. And the next game against the Dolphins, we weren't too sharp. So we just told ourselves, how do we want the rest of the season to go, you know? And our coach, Coach D.A., he got us together, and he got a good theme going for this past week, and we reacted well with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And to beat Pittsburgh, a quality team, and the way you guys did it this week, Philip, you obviously were instrumental, led the team in tackles, got a couple of turnovers, including a big one late in the game that you guys needed. But how about your offense this week, too? The fact that they'd only scored two touchdowns until this week, they really seemed to find a rhythm offensively this week against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, man. We're proud of our offense and how they came out and played. They came out and they stuck together. They came out. They had adversity the first drive of the game, and they just came out the next drive and start scoring. And the next drive they were scoring, and it was kind of like they just found their niche or whatever. They just put everything together and it showed.
Philip Wheeler, linebacker, joining us from the Raiders. And for you personally, how do you evaluate your game? You led them in tackles this last game. You had a couple of forced fumbles. You got a fumble recovery, including that big one that we mentioned that was bopping all over the place. I was actually looking forward to see if Seymour could hang on to that, see what he would do with it. But you got it and made a play out of it. How do you evaluate yourself after last game?
I mean, I had a decent game. You know, I'm pretty hard on myself, though. Even my coach is telling me I'm pretty hard on myself, and I just try to be as close to perfect as possible. I know it's nowhere, and I was nowhere near perfect, but I just want to just try to make every play that I can, you know, and try to help the defense as much as I can, the whole team as much as I can.
What do you think Seymour would have done with that if he actually caught that one in midair?
I think he would have pitched it to me anyway.
That would have been the smart move.
Yeah, I don't think he had the wind to take it all the way to the house. I would have had the win to do that.
Yeah, that's for sure. As we're talking with Philip Wheeler here, it seemed like game plan too. You guys are so banged up in the secondary, and it just even during the game, Giordano left for a little bit. Huff was, you know, hobbled in a little bit there too. How much is that secondary? Man, you guys have to. It seems like cover for a lot of different things because so many guys have been banged up back there.
I think we're gonna be fine in the secondary because we got guys. They brought in a lot of guys that they can play a lot of positions, the nickel corner, and we've got Huff playing corner, and I feel like we're going to be fine in the secondary.
So you play Ben Roethlisberger, who I think is really, really good. It's hard to get to him. He's really aware on where the pressure's coming from, so he's a hard guy to handle. Now you jump into Peyton Manning. It just seems to get more and more difficult each and every week for you guys. What about the challenges of facing Peyton Manning in that Bronco offense this week?
And that's just the NFL, man. Each week we're going to have a good quarterback, especially in the AFC. There are so many good quarterbacks in the AFC. Each week we're going to have to bring our A game, man, and just study a lot of film and try to see the tendencies and try to help as best we can. But as far as Peyton Manning, man, everybody knows he's one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback to play the game. And we just hope to limit some of the things that he does. We know that he's they throw the ball a lot, and he likes to throw the balls in the seams and stuff. So we just got to try to stick to our game plan and execute the plays the coach calls.
And you know it personally, obviously playing in Indy with Peyton Manning. You were on the other side of the ball, obviously. But how much insight can you provide to, you know, Coach Tarver, Dennis Allen, all the defensive guys on what Peyton Manning – I mean, everybody knows everybody at this level, but you played with him. How much have you been able to help out in that?
So far, they haven't really asked me to help out much. They know what he does, you know what I'm saying? We watch him. It's just – it's obvious what he does. It's round two is reacting – on the go, you know, things happen fast in the game. You can see it as you watch film and see it on paper what he does. But when he snaps the ball, it happens so fast. You just got to react fast. So that's all it comes down to.
Talk with Philip Wheeler, linebacker for the Oakland Raiders. So you guys are 1-2. The way the schedule plays out, you get Denver this week, and then it's really early to have your bye week. What's your thoughts on kind of having the early bye after this weekend?
I feel like it's going to give us a chance to, you know, and I'm happy with it being this early. So we can, once we rest and we get back in the swing of things, we don't have to take a week off. And then, like, later in the season where we need certain games and we don't really have the feel for it anymore after taking a week off. But I feel like this is good for us, man. And I know what I'm going to be doing this bye week. I'm going to be practicing on my Madden. Getting my Madden in, and then just trying to have some fun with my friends that I can't really do nothing after practice. You know, after practice we always like tired and stuff. But I feel like it's gonna give us a chance to just relax a little bit for a little minute.
So when you're playing Madden, are you playing the Raiders? Are you Philip Wheeler in the game? What are you doing?
Yeah, right. I'm playing right now, man. I'm playing Raiders versus Broncos.
What's the score?
We're winning right now.
Oh, there we go.
We got the Raiders. We're trying to – I do that every week. I play whoever we're playing against. I let my friends get one of the other teams or whatever we're playing against, and I try to see our matchups, see how we match up against these other teams.
Well, when you played it last week, did you have, what, 10 tackles and a couple of fumble recoveries in the game last week when you had the video game version?
In the video game version, I actually did bad. I dropped a pick, and I think I got ran over for a touchdown.
Uh-oh. Well, glad the real thing didn't happen that way. Pittsburgh, you guys stopped their run game. They really couldn't. They became one-dimensional last week. I got to ask you about a teammate, also a linebacker guy who's from the Sacramento area here in Granite Bay, Miles Burris. He's just a rookie, but how has he been playing? I think he led you guys in tackles maybe the season opener, but how has Miles been playing?
Miles has been playing really good for us, man. I think he come in and, as a rookie, he's done way better than I did. You know, I didn't play this much as a rookie. I ain't played as well as a rookie. So he's already ahead of some of the guys. And I feel like he's just going to be a great player for us.
How about coming to the Raiders? So you were in Indy. You come over to the Raiders here, signing a contract with them as a free agent. You probably heard stories about Raider Nation and the fan base. Is it everything you thought it would be or even better? Kind of take us through that on your decision to come to Oakland.
My decision to come to Oakland, man, it was an easy decision. I mean, to play at one of the most historic football teams there are and just to come to this Raider Nation. I know how the fans feel about the team and the vibe here, and it was just a no-brainer. And I feel like I was given the opportunity by Reggie McKenzie, and it was just a blessing, you know. I mean, it was easy.
How about playing on the infield? I mean, you're the only stadium that still has an infield dirt, especially while the A's are playing right now. We talk so much about it for kicking and Janikowski and getting them in the right spot, but how about a defensive guy having to run around or tackle guys on that? How much does that bother you out there?
It doesn't bother me personally at all. You know, I'm a pretty rough guy. I grew up in my middle school. We practiced on rocks, basically.
Oh.
Yeah, I got scars from practicing on, like, a rock field. So, I mean, we can play anywhere, man. We can play in the desert. We can play anywhere. It don't matter to me.
Yeah.
I don't know about some of our receivers may not like it. I don't know.
And you got a little altitude this week. The news today looks like you guys signed Andre Carter, so hopefully he'll be able to help out your front group, which I still think has a chance to be pretty special this year. You think Andre Carter can come in and help you guys?
Yeah, of course he can. Anytime you can get a pro bowler, a guy like him who can get pressure on the quarterback and set the edge and do things like that, Man, he can help. He could help any team out. We're just lucky to have him.
Yeah, well, I know the Raiders are lucky to have you, and the Raider fans enjoyed that victory last week. Philip, thank you for joining us.